we're still on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph and Brachot. We could stay there for a while, but I'm trying to get us off this page. And we've been discussing the ways in which one has to deal with one's tefillin when he has different kinds of needs that may conflict somehow with Kedushas tefillin. And actually, I think today we're going to see an amazing Gemara that says something, I think, pretty startling about what is the source of Kedushas tefillin. That's not the primary thing we're going to do. But we're going to see a Gemara that's on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. It starts11 lines from the bottom of Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Miyasha. Babrei Shu ben Levi. And we're going to continue on until Amud Beis, four lines from the top, Ninatron. First line, word in the line is Rabbanon, the second word is Ninatron, and that's the end. And of course, we learned in previous weeks that if a person... Amud Beis, four lines to Rabbanon, Ninatron. If a person is basodeh, and of course he's wearing tefillin because you have to wear tefillin, and he needs to use a beis hakiseh, so he really can't go into a beis hakiseh kavua for any purpose, actually, either for lifonos or for hashtana. Gemara, that's how we paskin. So what should he do? So the Gemara said basically that you shouldn't leave the tefillin. We skipped part of the Gemara, but the Gemara says you shouldn't leave the tefillin outside, in sort of stick it in the wall or in a rock somewhere outside the Beis HaKiseh, because there was an incident that happened that somebody, some woman of ill repute, found this fellow's tefillin, and he was totally embarrassed, and he ended up had an unseemly end because of it. So what they allowed you to do was to actually take the tefillin into the Beis HaKiseh with you. You have to take them off, but you can take them into the Beis HaKiseh with you. And you wrap them up in your beged, or you wrap them up in your hand, different ways of learning the Gemara. And that's what the statement of Rav Miyasha, Beredi Yishuv Malev, is going to talk about, but what you do with the tefillin when you bring it into the Beis HaKiseh. So the Gemara is going to make a very important exception to this din and explain when the din applies. So do the Gemara, as I said, from the bottom of Amud Aleph to the top of Amud Beis with the Rashis. Rashi actually is very important. There's one Rashi that's extremely important, and that's the Rashi of Beyom and Uvalayla. There's two Rashis. Make sure you understand those two Rashis of Yom and Uvalayla. And if you see that Rashi, then maybe we'll take a look at the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. The Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah is on page 28 in the wrist. Amar Rebbe Zeh, you see it's the top line of the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. Amar Rebbe Zeh b'yom golalon. Okay, do that whole section of the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah up until the next bold hoil. All right? And it's going to be, the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah is going to quote Rashi. I'd like you to pay attention to whether or not he quotes Rashi the way you understood it from the Rashi that you learned. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to quote another Shita, and another way of, totally different way of learning the Gemara. Then I'll go to the handout. The handout is the Rambam in Perek Dalad, Michel Tzulam, Mezuzah, Halacha, Yotef. There's a Rambam about this halacha over here. And then there's a Ravid on the Rambam. For some reason, I don't know why, but the Ravid is not in the Bar Ilan edition. There is a Ravid, but it's not meant brought down there. So what I gave you is the Kesef Mishnah. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ravid and explains the Rambam. And basically what he's going to explain is that the machlokes between the Ravid and the Rambam is the machlokes between the different shittas that are put down in the Talmid of Rabbi Yona, the Rashi, and the shita of Rabbi Gom. Lastly, or last topic, is the Kedusha HaRashba. Rashba asks two questions. The second question, they're both important questions. The second question is really interesting, and it has to do with the Gemara and Shabbos, which I didn't give you. I'll explain to you what the Gemara and Shabbos says when you get to it, if you need it. But he asks a question from the Gemara and Shabbos, and he doesn't give an answer to the question. And what I've given you is the answer that the Mogen Avraham gives. That's what the last thing on the handout is. Of course, the Mogen Avraham's answer is less than completely satisfactory because it's only according to one shita. But I think what the Gemara and Shabbos shows you in general, if you think about the Gemara and Shabbos, is what it tells you about Kedushas Tefillin. It's pretty amazing. So, again, do the Gemara that I told you from Chof Gimel Amud Aleph to the Amud Beis, do the Rashi, those two Rashis carefully, do the Talmid Reb Ben Yona, then do the Rambam, the Ketzav Mishnah, the Chedusha Rashba, and the Mogen Avraham. And if you need any help with the Gemara and Shabbos, the Samach Beis, which I didn't give you, I'll be happy to help you with that.